It is Friday, September 16th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know I love Chinese food.
Yes.
Always do.
And you know I love weekends when I can't possibly do everything I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, as we so often do on Ozarks at Large, we're going to offer you the Chinese menu of this weekend's entertainment.
Excellent.
Make your choices from column A, which is theater,
mm-hmm.
column B, which is music, and column C, which is reasons to go out and play.
Okay.
Theater comes first because I love it best. You know that. I'm not telling you any stories. This weekend, there are four wonderful opportunities.
Four.
Painting Churches. Mm-hmm. It's the final weekend for Painting Churches at Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Tom Redwine's in the cast.
Did you tell me you didn't know he's an actor?
I didn't, and then he heard that and said, what do you mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but he is, and I really want to see this show. I don't know if I'm going to be able to because I've got so many things going on this weekend, but I really want to see it.
I knew him 150 years ago when he married a friend of mine named Sonia Reynolds. Anyway, it stars Tom Redwine, Ann Ayers, and Leisha Fogarty. It's about an artist who goes home to help mom and dad pack up the house. Mm-hmm. They're retiring. They're moving. I can't imagine anybody that wouldn't resonate with. Certainly not, I was going to say, in Kyle's and my age group, but anybody.
Yeah, no, yeah. I can relate.
That's at ACO.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $9 to $20, 751-5441. It's the next to last weekend at Theater Squared for Boeing.
Mm-hmm.
You must go.
Yes. If you haven't seen it, go.
I haven't seen it yet.
Kyle.
I will.
We saw opening night.
We did see opening night. It was great.
It's a 1960s farce about an architect, played by Jim Goza. I think the best way to say it, he wants to have his cake and eat it too, but three helpings of cake is just too much.
It is.
He's engaged to three women. He schedules them around flights.
It all works out because they're what were called in the 60s air hostesses.
Mm-hmm.
But then they introduce a jet, and it changes all the timetables, and everybody shows up at the same time, and it just all goes badly. It's very much a noises-off, door-slamming kind of farce. And it's French, not British, which mm-hmm. is interesting. Showtimes are 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 Saturday, 2 and 7 Sunday. Theater Squared at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $22.
Five chances this weekend to see it.
Yes, and you're running out of time. They mm-hmm. are not. I do not believe they will extend this run.
Okay.
So you're running out of time. Don't say we didn't warn you. Inherit the Wind opens this weekend at Rogers Little Theater.
Great play.
It's a courtroom drama with some really strong characters. A character based on Clarence Darrow. A character based on William Jennings Bryan. The topic is whether teaching evolution in the schools broke Tennessee law. The greater topic is freedom of thought and freedom of expression.
And the proper venue and way to discuss ideas.
Exactly. Showtime's 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. It runs again next weekend. $45 for dinner theater and $16 for balcony seating.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the first weekend for the trip to Bountiful.
Fort Smith Little Theater.
It's basically a play about home.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an elderly lady who just wants to go back to Bountiful, which is her fictional hometown in Texas. Instead, she's stuck in a Houston apartment with her overprotective son, her domineering daughter-in-law. It's not a happy thing. And then, of course, when she gets to Bountiful, it's not what she remembered.
Right.
But the happy news in that, according to the director, who's Suzanne Thomas, is that she realizes she always has it in her head. And so home is where your heart is. Showtime is 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2:30 Sunday. And again, next weekend, and tickets are $10. And finally,
mm-hmm.
the bonus to column A, Noodles, a comedy starring David Stewart, is 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday at the Lyric Theater in Harrison. Tickets are $4 to $8.
We've got you covered with all over the region with theater. That's just column A. Column B was music.
Correct. It's WinFest weekend.
Yes, it is.
Starts at 10:30 tomorrow, not Sunday.
Right.
Oh, that's
for
right.
Years
it
was on Sunday, but now it's on Saturday.
They moved it to Saturday to coincide with a brand new half marathon
mm-hmm.
and 5K run, which will start about 8 tomorrow. But this is about music, and during the day, Three Penny Acre, Left of Center, Another Fine Mess, Four Man Trio. The music is $10, and children 12 and younger are admitted for free. Robert Earl Keen plays tomorrow night at George's in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
Great singer-songwriter. storyteller, vocalist. Emery Quinn is the opening act. Showtime is 8 o'clock, and tickets are $25 at georgesmajesticlounge.com. The American Tenors.
There are a lot of tenors.
Yes.
They're the The three tenors, the American tenors, the Irish tenors.
There's Canadian tenors. I talked to them
I think
there
were the ten tenors, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I think it was popularized by the great tenors, Pavarotti.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know.
Oh.
But this is a group of tenors that will be a little bit Broadway, a little bit everything else, and it's the start of the live on stage season at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. Showtime Sunday is 2 o'clock, and tickets are $30 for adults and $5 for students.
Great.
David Berkley, singer-songwriter.
Nightbird Books this weekend, right?
Nightbird Books. He's a busy man. He's been featured on the Acoustic Cafe radio program, and he's written a book called 140 Goes and a Guitar. And he will be at Nightbird Books at 4 Sunday to read from his book and perform a few tunes.
Great.
They're asking for a donation of $15. I think so that he can leave. You know,
so
traveling.
So he can keep going, I
yes,
think.
So yes, so he can keep going.
Not so he can leave, but yes.
Monday is the opening of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas season.
Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Elgar, and
yes,
a surprise or two.
And a surprise or two, because if Paul Haas is conducting, there will be a surprise or two. It's called a Masterworks Concert, and it includes The Marriage of Figaro, and again, pieces by Elgar and Tchaikovsky, and it's 7:30 Monday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $25. Children ages 5 to 17 can get a $5 ticket with the purchase of an adult ticket.
Okay.
443-5600. And finally, veteran saxophone player Jeff Coffin, who has performed with Bella Fleck and with the Dave Matthews Band, is on tour with his own band called The Mutet, and he'll perform at 7:30 Wednesday at 2nd Street Live in Fort Smith, and at 9 p.m. Thursday at George's in Fayetteville. And you can find out more at the venue website, secondstreetlive.com or georgesmajesticlounge.com.
And wasn't there a column C?
There is a column C.
What is column C again?
We're not done yet. Go out and play.
Oh, okay.
It's Centerton Apple Days, a brand new community festival. You might say Centerton, apples,
Right? They used to have apple orchards out there.
They were called the apple capital of the world by the judges at the World's Fair in Paris in 1900, according to the Chamber of Commerce there.
And that is the Paris, France World Fair.
Yes, one assumes.
Not Logan County.
One assumes. So they've decided to theme the festival around apples, but mostly it's just for fun. There's music and a screening of Night at the Museum tonight at Centerton City Park, a pancake breakfast tomorrow at 7:30, and music and vendors all day at Beckendale Plaza and First Baptist Church there.
Totally fun.
It's the All-American Weekend in Eureka Springs at Pine Mountain Village. Carnival rides, a street dance, a chili cook-off, a parade, all benefiting Special Olympics.
Perfect.
It's Cane Hill Harvest Festival Weekend.
Hmm. At Cane Hill College?
Yes. With a quilt show at Cane Hill College. I talked to a lovely lady who's a quilter and very passionate about that. So 7 a.m. to 5:30 tomorrow and until 4:30 on Sunday. It's Art Adventure Day tomorrow in Eureka Springs from 10 to 5 at Basin Spring Park. It's free. There's a Beaver Lake Cruise at 6 o'clock Sunday. Leaves from the Rocky Branch Recreation Area. And it is $5 to $10.
Take a jacket.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were just whining about it being too hot about a month ago. So, and Movies in the Park Sunday night in Basin Spring Park in Eureka Springs. The show starts at dusk, and this week it's Some Like It Hot.
One of the funniest movies ever, ever made.
And if that doesn't keep you busy this weekend, don't say I didn't try.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.